There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Time to welcome Myra from the Citizens Advice Bureau. She's here once a fortnight. Good morning, Myra.
Good morning.
We thought we had spring. It's gone again.
It did suddenly disappear today.
Someone's taken
probably
it away.
Because my granddaughter's coming on Sunday.
Are we allowed to complain to the CAB about the spring not being here?
No, but this, you know, we could do something about how many days do Spain say they have sun?
Those days have gone.
300 and what? 60 odd?
That's
it doesn't happen. So
that's
consumer issue, really.
Yeah, I like it. Now, when you said we wanted to discuss wills today, I thought it was a royal family issue, but it's not, is it?
It's not William, no.
Okay.
It's your last will and testament. And though we've discussed it before, I think we know you can never talk about it enough, really.
No, let me just say that if anybody has any questions to ask on this or anything else that Myra can maybe help you with, our phone number is 952-784-000. Our email is studio@tre.radio. So, wills, this is something which changed back in 2015?
Yes. Everybody should have looked at their wills and see that if they had basically the nationality clause, which is what the then new European regulations.
Now, was that a European or a European Union regulation?
It's a European Union regulation, There is no body in Europe otherwise making laws or directives. It's always a European Union.
Okay.
Yes, it's their regulation, and it's it must be adhered to in all the EU member states that signed to this. UK didn't, Ireland didn't, and Denmark didn't.
Wonder why?
So, well, they've got the option to. Well, we all know England doesn't usually sign into anything. Great Britain or United Kingdom usually
except bombing Syria.
Exactly. But it may. It does have the option to opt in later on.
Right. Now, let's kind of cut to the chase here. And it's worth running back before we go forward, because the will situation in Spain is quite different if you are coming from, say, the UK or another country in Europe that doesn't have this particular type of who gets the money.
Yes. And furthermore, the actual regulation, which is known as 650/2012, I think, or the Brussels 4, if I remember, because I wrote the article in January.
650/2012 is exactly what it is, yes.
I wrote an article about it in January, and it didn't come into force really. Well, it was in force, but not really. The different word between force and actually being used from after midnight on the 17th of August 2015. And that actually states that your will or your succession will be regulated by the law of the country where you have residence.
Right.
It actually makes that quite clear in one of the articles, which would be forced heirs, wouldn't it? Would be the Spanish law of succession.
Well, that's kind of what I was alluding to there, and that was quite a surprise to me, not that I have any heirs, or graces, in fact. But when you get to this country, when somebody passes on, it's very specific about who gets the money, and that was quite different from what I was used to seeing.
Yes, because it's two-thirds is for your children first, your descendants, and then it sort of goes, if you don't have children or they're not there, the grandchildren, and then the parents, and then the grandparents.
If you're a spouse and your other half passes away, you don't automatically get the money at all.
No, or your assets, or the property, not his 50%. He would be allowed to leave you, or she would be allowed to leave a third. third is freedom of choice.
Right.
So there was often usufructo. This is actually in the directive as well. Mm. But there is a but. So that the directive makes it quite clear. And this was always the case. And I think we were really lucky that those that did pass away before that date and that the registrars actually accepted choice. If they had put in choice of the law of their country or nationality clause, as easier to call it.
So if you didn't do the clause, if you didn't have this clause and you never heard of the clause, basically your choice was limited in terms of who got the money.
Actually, before everybody wisened up to it, including notaries and lawyers, after this regulations in 2015, everybody was just saying, yes, you're British or you're Scandinavian or you're whatever, you can do whatever, we'll give you a choice. Not, it didn't happen with everybody. There were some people that were told, no, you're actually resident in Spain, you've been resident, say, for the last 5 years, all your property's here, all your ties are here, your family, you should be governed, your testament, your last will and testament should be governed by the Spanish law of succession.
Right, okay, and the Spanish law succession, let's talk about it in a moment, because we do have a caller who wants to ask something, no doubt about this. Good morning, you're live on Talk Radio Europe.
Good morning. I just wanted to ask, how do you prove here in Spain that you don't have children?
That's an interesting question. How do you prove that you don't
have... I shall hang up now.
Okay, all right. How do you prove you don't have children?
Normally, if say, you were deceased and you had a will and whoever it was, your husband goes along, they're going to go by what's in your will. When you draft your will, you're asked questions. Mm. You're often asked who you were married to before, previous marriages, what children you have, and you should really, you know, otherwise your will would be fraud if you didn't actually put the truth down. So it's quite simple in that way. They're not going to start looking for children if you've not mentioned it in your will.
Right, right. And the Spanish will is actually reasonably straightforward, isn't it,
yes.
to do? I mean, I was quite surprised how easy, and in fact, cost-effective it is to do.
Well,
we can talk
about that, because this is something that does is one of my pet dislikes. I can't say the word hate when we talk. When
people
somebody
overcharge.
Asks, no, well, that as well, and also when somebody on our group asks how much does a will cost, and all the members say, "Oh, you can," you know, all of a sudden, all the experts come out and they're advising the cheapest possible will, and you'll see why that's not a good idea either.
Right.
You need legal. I always advise to. You know that we help a lot, so you don't have to use a lawyer. But as regards something as important as your will, I always suggest a lawyer who actually knows, has expertise in this field.
As we were discussing a couple of weeks ago, just don't get Pedro down the pub who's got a bit of legal knowledge.
We've got loads of Pedros on our page, and they don't have legal knowledge. Mm. And I have to say it, because it's so frustrating, because it's somebody's future.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, another caller. Good morning, you're live on TRE.
Yeah, morning, Sharon, Alex.
Hello.
Morning to you both. Hello. We updated our will with the clause in it that stated that it should follow UK succession laws. Will we still be okay after Brexit, as far as you know, Myra?
Two things here. I hope you didn't put in your will that it would be UK succession law, because there's no such thing as UK law. There's England and English and Welsh law, there's Northern Irish law, and there's Scottish law.
Oh.
So I hope you didn't put UK. Did you? Do you remember if a notary accepted that?
I haven't read it. I'll change it again. But if it says English law, then...
Yes, or the will, or the law of your nationality, if you're English, for example, then it's okay. And I tell you why I say this, because somebody that a member from our group, has just had her husband, who passed away, unfortunately, they're revoking, they're not agreeing with his will. They actually went after reading all our articles in 2014, and I don't know. I tried to find out this morning. We haven't got the full facts, whether they put in...
Do you want to go and listen on the radio, Sharon?
Yeah. Hello. Yeah,
no, she's got the second question.
Oh, you've got a second question.
Yeah, one
Sharon.
More thing. Will this
Brexit.
Be okay? Will we be okay after Brexit?
Okay, whatever happens post-Brexit, yes, we will, because the EU, so that you are aware, the EU, when they drafted these regulations, this directive, they actually included third country citizens as well that live here. So post-Brexit makes no difference. It's not just
lovely. Thanks so much. That's all I wanted to know.
All right, cheers. Oh, that's
and
interesting.
What I say about the clause and this lady also may have been interested is that this person who has had their will refused at the moment is actually waiting to see what happens. They went to a notary after 2015 mm-hmm. and either had a codicil, I don't know if it was a codicil.
Meaning or what, sorry?
An annex to their will.
Okay.
Not advisable here, not very common, more common in the UK. Or had their will changed by a notary and the registrar now is not accepting the wording. Something's not right. And I'm trying to find out, but you can't, you know, this is a recent death and you can't really intrude into somebody's, unless they come to us, but we know that much. So one has to be really careful. This is why, just go to so-and-so and so-and-so. Mm. When I wrote that article in January and after, just before the law came into force, quite a lot of people went to the regulations went to notary. I had one lady who phoned me from a notary, really distraught, saying the notary won't add the clause. And I just said to her, you're in the wrong place, leave and contact me later. If I knew in January of 2015 or earlier that this was happening, I mean, they'd had 4 years from 2012 when this actually came into force, but you didn't have to abide by it. So I think all notaries should have to know what the new regulations are.
Don't notary.
Don't notary.
They're a don't notary.
So they refused that this particular notary refused to put in the clause saying that they had to be governed by the Spanish law of succession. There was lots of this going on between January and August and then even afterwards with lawyers saying this was wrong and this was wrong and people saying, well, England hasn't, it's not part of this, so therefore it doesn't apply to us. Yes, it does. It applies to you if you're living in an EU member state.
So, to be clear, if you are in Spain and you don't know what we're talking about as far as this clause goes, but you have a Spanish will and you've done that and you've had it for years and it's been lodged with the Spanish authorities as it is, and you haven't put this clause in, what would happen to you upon death?
Very simply, if I was the registrar or the notary, I would insist that your will was governed by the Spanish law of succession, so right. Your choice would be just scrubbed out.
Right, exactly. So you wouldn't get what you assumed would happen after.
Not
that you would care, but the people that you'd left behind would not get what you expected.
Well, your
them to.
Spouse, for example, yeah. wouldn't get. You'd left your half to your spouse, and then on her death to your children,
yep.
it would. Your children would be your forced heirs.
Yep. Okay. So there you are, sitting with this Spanish will, and you're listening to us now, and you're saying, "Oh dear, that's news to me." And now people will panic and say, "What do I need to actually do?" So you need to actually get some real legal advice, not Pedro down the pub, and someone who is experienced in doing wills. I'm assuming is what you
yes.
mean by that, as opposed to somebody who does motor vehicle transfer registration or
yes.
the like. And
online.
Yes. And what physically happens is a simple clause, a simple paragraph is put into the will and it's changed to reflect this new law that
your
you're talking
new
about.
Option of choice.
Your
it's that
new
article,
option
I think, 2022.
And it's a simple process.
It's a simple process, but it has to be done correctly, as shown with this lady. She's not the first lady who's...
Yeah. Yeah. Good morning. You're live on TRE. Who's calling?
Jean Emery from La Cala.
Hello, how can we help you?
I have a will. My husband died 8 years ago, and in my will, it was after either of us died, it automatically went to my son,
mm-hmm.
who was a resident here in Spain, but is now living in the UK. And what I want to know is, does this new level that you're allowed to pass on to your heirs, is he eligible to claim that amount of money? You know, this business of a million you allow to pass on.
You're talking about
inheritance.
Yes, that's something we talked about last week, I think. Okay, this is he's obviously your forced heir anyway, so there's no problem even if you didn't have a will and he's the only child you have.
Yeah.
Everything would automatically be his.
Mm-hmm.
Up till February, I think, only a couple of months ago, he wouldn't have been entitled post-Brexit to
exactly.
this.
But oh, post-Brexit,
he wouldn't have been entitled if he wasn't. But wait, we have good news. If he hadn't been living in an EU country, right? Either the beneficiary not living in a EU country or yourself who were going to bequeath. But there has been a ruling by a Spanish court. I don't want to say which court at the moment. Normally I've got them all in my head, but I haven't. And which actually states that this would be discrimination. They followed on from the 2014 ECJ ruling, which is that awful European place, Court of Justice, that actually said that Spain was discriminating against non-residents, hence your son, so that he would have the same rights as those residing in Spain. That was the first one. So he was entitled to get to have the same allowances or reductions before he inherited, you know, so he...
Yeah.
Now, of course, it went up to 1 million, which is fantastic, 1st of January this year, and we worried about Brexit, but because of this other ruling now, reflecting that 2014, they're saying now it would be... In fact, a Canadian chap who's not a EU citizen, his brother was an EU citizen, received the whole amount of his inheritance with all the allowances. The Canadian brother was told, this is true, court case, the Canadian brother was told no, he couldn't get the allowances, got taken to a court, and he's won his case.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
This, good news for you, for all of us.
And yes. That million you refer to, that was an Andalusian thing, wasn't it?
Just
recently?
In Andalusia, yes. Yeah. It's almost like getting rid of it, except for people that are really wealthy. The caller, sorry, I didn't get your name. Everything's okay.
Brilliant.
Make sure your son knows that. You may get the wrong notary.
Oh, yeah, okay. Thank you very much. I really enjoy your slot.
Oh, bless you. Thank you very much for your call. Appreciate it. I definitely think we should definitely have a don't notary. I think that's a brilliant thing to have. Just go along to someone who's got no clue at all.
You would think they don't exist. Mind you, we've only got as far so far in our discussion as to what the first bit of the regulations that says that
we can see how confusing it all is. That's why people are so confused.
Yes.
Exactly. Another caller. Good morning. You're live on Talk Radio Europe. Who's that?
Hi, Bill. It's Cathy.
Hi, Cathy.
Yeah, hiya. Just a quick one for Mara. You know stepchildren... do they come under a different, you know, how do they look at them in the succession
They're included if they're legally, you know...
Adopted.
If they're adopted by the person who may be the stepmother, if you've sort of adopted them, all children, adopted children as well, are included.
Mm, mm.
So if it was a Spanish law of succession, they would be heirs. They would be the forced heirs as well. You can't... this is under the Spanish law of succession. But remember, we're talking about these EU regulations have given you choice...
But if somebody just got married again, Myra, I'm just being devil's advocate, and the other person had children...
Yes, they're included.
Right.
And this is what we don't know. If your will is not tight, you know, everything can seem okay until somebody contests it.
Mm.
So really, you should have the nationality clause in there, and written incorrectly, seek legal advice and make sure that your choice is then respected. Because Spanish law of succession, unless the children have endangered you, have tried to poison you, have tried to kill you...
Blimey!
That's the only way...
Yeah.
That's the only way... This is just fact. That's the only way, you know, be known, leaving parents starving to death. I think abandonment should come into that. Then they will lose the right to inherit. Because there's a lot of older, from both, all nationalities, being left in hospitals. So I really think that abandonment should be another reason to disinherit somebody.
Well, there's something to cheer you up at the weekend, Cathy. Yeah.
Yeah. Light reading. But also, quickly, I know you do the Citizens Advice Bureau. Would you have a recommended one for a very, very good inheritance lawyer?
Depending where you are, yes, contact us. You can find all our details on the website.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
We're very strict on
Thank
this.
You very much.
In fact, we had this was thrashed out between Rochelle, who you know is our driving license queen, as much else, a senior advisor, a lawyer who's since unfortunately passed away, and a very clever lawyer.
Hope he had a will.
He doesn't have the choice, does he? And a professor of international law from Cadiz University, because at CAB there were 84 articles, I think, and we just kept pulling it to bits. Before I wrote that simple article, we pulled this to bits, and we said, what if, and what if, and this, and then the... You know, but we were lucky to have this professor of international law and Juan Espejo, who was the lawyer then, one of the lawyers that was helping us with this. We were so lucky to have their input because we kept even, which I'd like to talk about, Article 83.
Kathy, hope that helps you.
Thanks ever so much for that information.
Have a great weekend.
Great, and you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So, what do we not cover? We've got about 10 minutes to cover.
Well, what we haven't covered, we've told everybody what the actually regulations say. If you're resident here, different ways of proving that you reside here.
Can I just mention here that also, am I right in saying it's not just necessarily resident, but somebody who is more closely connected?
Yes.
And how do they determine closely connected?
Maybe it depends your links here. They'll start looking. This is, it might go through smoothly, but if somebody contests it and you say, well, no, I don't have to have that clause because I actually live in the UK. Because all those who have properties here who are not resident here do not have to use the clause. Non-residents do not have to have the clause. So you may say, I'm a non-resident. You get a son come along or a daughter come along who's been excluded from the will, and they say, well, yes, look, his home is here. He actually had a business here. He's got his bank accounts here.
Right.
So that's another reason that you can be linked as being a resident here. This is the whole thing. People have to be careful with residency. Because when you want a resident certificate, you don't get it. But when it comes to something where somebody wants something from you, you're suddenly a resident without papers. So remember, the article then goes on, 22, I think, and that to tell you that you have your choice. This has given you the choice. For everybody who's residing in an EU country has the choice of to follow the succession of their nationality.
A person may choose as the law to govern his succession as a whole, the law of the state whose nationality he possesses at the time by making the choice or at the time of death.
Yes.
There we are.
Yep. That's it. Now, of course, a lot of people will, some people will read Article 83 and that says that your previous wills before 2015 will be acknowledged, will be accepted. And I'd like, I will talk this again with a lawyer, because this is the article that really concerns us, but as how I read it, and I'm not a lawyer, I'm a paralegal, but I work with laws all the time, as I read it, it actually, and it says there, only if that conforms to Chapter 3 of the regulations. And Chapter 3 of the regulations is where all these choice clauses are.
Right.
So one has to be very...
A lot of people are confused.
Yes, it is. And this is why I get quite cross. And I hope that some of those who are responsible in our group of 30, going on for 33,000 or 34, I don't know anymore, will understand that we will close threads if they come on and start giving advice on succession law. Because they're not qualified.
Or any other law. There's all kinds of nonsense people talk, isn't there?
Especially with succession. It's very important. And people who don't want to make a new document on such an important thing, codicil, forget it. Same price as drafting a new will.
Right.
This is really important.
Absolutely. Another caller. Good morning. You're live on Talk Radio Europe. Who's calling?
Good morning. I wonder if you could please advise me. I'd got all my will legal in England. And I came here. it's Spanish and English. Now, everybody that was in the will to be left to, they've died. But what I wanted to ask, I was just going to alter my will. I'm on my own, and my daughter lives in England, so she's the sole beneficiary. Now, will that cause complications, or should I just make a simple will, everything goes to my daughter, or will it... Do I need to make another will?
Well, yes, if you've made a will, unless you revoke that, should you pass away, that will count. It will complicate it. Eventually, it will be your daughter, but it will complicate it because they'll have to find out where all these people are that have since died that you've left everything to. So I suggest two things.
Well, my husband died 17 years ago.
Okay, so you've not made a will.
Oh, yes, everything was done. And of course,
17 years ago?
At the time... my brother was alive, my husband...
But I think Myra's getting at is your will was made previous to those people dying, therefore it's still in force. Is that right, Myra?
Yes.
Yeah.
From what I gather, your
That's
will...
That's why I'm in the process of making what I call a new will, just that everything goes to my daughter.
Exactly. You do that, that will make it much more simple.
Mm. Now, that's what I'm in the process of doing.
Yes, good. That's good. And if you didn't make another will, and if you died intestate, that's with no will, then everything would go to your children anyway, or your only daughter.
Yes.
But because you've got this old will, which will be in Madrid, when they go to the registry, if you don't make this new one, which you're making, that's the one will come up, and it'll just cause lots of complications for your daughter.
Only I had so much problem because when my brother died unexpectedly, no will, and it cost me over £7,000 probate.
Good.
Really?
Oh, it was horrendous, and it took me 2 to 3 years to get it sorted, and that's why I want everything cut aside from my daughter.
I don't know how it was so complicated. You could always contact us and let us know.
He worked for the police in England. He'd moved here, and he hadn't done, as I advised, take out a funeral plan, so I had to pay that to pay
for.
Oh,
I see,
And then everything had to go to probate.
Well, the simple answer here is to make a very a straightforward will and be done with it. That's what I'm in the process of doing.
Avoid UK probate for your daughter by just making the will declaring your Spanish assets.
Yes, and that's what I'm in the process of doing
now.
I just wanted to ask, am I doing everything correct?
Yes, you are.
Make
sure you add whether you add your nationality clause in or not, your daughter is your forced heir.
Yes,
fantastic.
I'm right in the process of just waiting
Good
for the appointment.
Well, get that process sorted out as soon as you can.
Oh, well, it's in the process. I'm just waiting for the appointment with the notary.
Oh, bless you. Bless you.
Thank you very much.
Have a good weekend. Cheers. Bye-bye. Good morning. You're live on Talk Radio Europe. Who's that?
Good morning. It's Shirley from Moira. I'm just wondering if you can help me. When you make an English will, you normally have an executor who actually sorts out where all the money goes.
They don't have that here, do they, Myra? Very rarely have it here.
So are you wondering if you need...
Well, I'm just wondering who does actually sort it out when you die.
OK, there's two things here. Two things you can do.
Good question, actually.
You can name an executor, somebody you trust, or even your lawyer who's drafted your will may be willing to...
I thought you said somebody you trust.
Some people have got trustworthy lawyers.
OK. Yep.
Either... somebody that you're sure will do things correctly. Otherwise, the norm here, and a lot of expats don't name an executor to their will, but then your children have to have some idea. I'm really thinking of making up some pack which explains for those beneficiaries who come over here and don't know where to turn to. Because, you know, unless you explain to your children what they have to do, they'll come here and they won't really know, will they? They probably will get a lawyer. You know, it's always advisable.
But, Myra, sorry to interrupt you. Shirley, I think I'm right in saying here, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that in the UK you must put an executor down in a will. I have no idea,
but I know that you do normally have an executor.
Yeah.
I'm an executor with my stepmother.
Yeah, it's quite common. I'm sure you don't need to either. I mean, the whole system is different where wills are not lodged in a central... place, they're left with lawyers.
That's the difference, isn't
Remember,
it?
Yeah. what most yeah. people, if somebody was to pass away, they come over, they drastically go around looking for a lawyer to deal with the inheritance, with what is sort of probate here, but it's not called that in Spanish. So your children, either you have your lawyer in place, who probably drafted your will with you, who they will contact, as long as they know who to contact.
I don't think we did, actually. I think someone at the notary office helped us draft the
How long ago did you do this will?
Well,
did
quite a long time ago.
Well,
I've just been reading it and I can't find any clause that says according to...
the law of your nationality or English and Welsh laws.
Yeah.
I think so. And speak to a lawyer and contact us as well if you want some advice. And don't, you know, make sure that you go to the right place. That's what's important.
Yeah.
And that the wording is done correctly. So everybody involved in this needs to be au fait or more than, you know, whatever they need to know this law inside out. I was last night reading debates on this by different countries. Like, I think Italy has similar to Spain. And Spain still trying to insist that their law should be, you know, you have to be careful, and then you might have to find a registrar who's not. This has happened. It can get quite complicated. And this, again, is something we can talk about with more time for those who are considering taking Spanish nationality to remain as an EU citizen. Remember, then, you really should be following the Spanish law of succession. So you become a Spaniard, but then all of a sudden, and I spoke with a professor of international law, we spoke over tapas, and I told him what we had written, and he said, well, actually, they should respect the will that you wrote before you became a Spanish national. So I said, devil's advocate, and I said, what if somebody contests it?
But in Shirley's case, if it was done a long time ago, then you would suggest that she just goes ahead
and gets
a new one done.
Yeah, then that's a different matter.
So we can name an executor, but if we don't name an executor, who actually sorts out the solicitor or
your beneficiaries,
lawyer?
Your beneficiaries, or who you say, you know, your beneficiaries will have to
sort out who gets what.
No, they will
I'm
have to.
I'm talking about the minor things because obviously
they have to sort out. It's not minor when it comes to, because whether you owe taxes or not, inheritance taxes, the forms still have to be filled out. They need to name a solicitor here. You need to name a lawyer here. who will carry out the accepting of the inheritance for you if you don't have an executor.
So would a lawyer be like a solicitor, or would it be a hestor? Or
no, don't use a hestor. No, contact us. Use a lawyer who knows.
Specialises.
Yeah. Who has expertise.
And don't talk to Pedro down the pub, whatever you do, Shirley.
No, I don't know him.
Oh, he's a nice bloke, but, you know, he doesn't know very much. That's the problem. He doesn't even stand around, to be honest.
Are you sure it's Pedro and not Peter? It's not usually Pedro. It's usually Peter or John.
Shirley, have a nice weekend.
Yeah.
Take care. Myra, we're out of time. We're done.
Oh, okay, we're done.
Played a blinder, and thank you to all our callers. And, again, you just proved how it's worth doing these things more than once, because people still need the information.
They're not getting the information. Yes, you need to, so it's a good thing to repeat it now and again.
Absolutely. If you want more information on the CAB, any of this stuff, go and find them. Just Google Citizens Advice Bureau Spain. Myra, thank you so much for coming on again. We'll see you in a fortnight's time.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.